This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He got us up and running this morning. He had to correct the cameras.
He did. He did some really yeoman's work there.
It was good stuff.
It was tough. Heavy lift. That was a heavy lift.
Thanks for your help. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this first day of March Madness, first full day.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun today as we got back to work. You know, we got used to the hour-and-a-half show.
But, I know.
But we did a complete show.
We did.
And thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Hog sauce. So sweet!
And, oh, boy. David's big upset. And upsetting his own team. And thank you, Brandon, for your great work.
What happened this morning?
What is that?
He accused Dustin of picking chalk.
Because he's Dustin.
What's wrong with chalk?
Well, David has two number one seeds and two number two
Someone's
seeds.
Like
so apparently
the
nothing.
Element of surprise, Marshall Harris.
He went straight 4-1 seeds.
No, I'm saying Dustin. Yes. David had the worst chalk category, but he sang the chalk song to Dustin.
Got it.
Yeah,
doesn't make a lot of sense. You'd have to have been there. It's a Layla Thursday.
Wow.
I'm confused.
I have no idea, Molly.
Tournament. And we've got Marshall Harris. Marshall's got the tournament.
Yeah, man. My Bulldogs are
Mississippi State.
One of the greatest sports days of the year. Maybe one of the greatest sports weekends of the year. You could literally sit down and just watch.
Yeah, day three of the NCAA tournament.
Tournament games.
Okay,
forever.
I'm good with that. They play tomorrow, right? They play Baylor tomorrow.
They play Baylor.
So enjoy wearing that today because they're going down.
Wow.
I just think they're going down. Everybody's got to pick. You don't fill out a bracket. But Baylor should beat Mississippi State.
Wow, that's a gratuitous shot as well.
It's not even a shot, though. I told you why I don't fill out the bracket. The brackets, they are the enemy of joy. Joy is getting to see the upset and not being affected about how that upset affects your bracket. If you don't fill out a bracket, you can just... just go upset. Like, for instance, let's go T-shirt, right?
What if you're like me, you're just used to losing?
We got Mississippi State on the front, right?
Yeah.
But underneath, you know, we represent with the underdogs, too.
Oh, Drake Relay.
Yes.
That's good.
We go all the way with it.
I'm looking forward to Drake. I've got chaos.
I'm representing sports.
Go sports.
No, it's one of my favorite shirts, actually.
If you can't get down with chaos, I don't really want to hang out with you. I like chaos in my sports. If I don't have a rooting interest, as in my team... And obviously, if I don't have a bet on anything, aka a bracket, now I can just be like 16 seed go, 15 seed go, 14 seed go. Isn't Kentucky playing a 14 seed?
Kentucky is playing a 14 seed.
Let me tell you something.
Troy.
Last time I saw Kentucky play a 14 seed, things did not go well. I think the last two times they played a 14 seed, things did not go well.
Troy's a nice guy.
I liked you guys going over the tournament resume this morning when you're talking about the dude from Oakland last year who looks like he's,
oh, that was funny.
You know, perhaps an elder millennial and not Gen Z. Yeah.
He's in the G League.
I heard you guys say
That's
that.
Crazy.
I love the where are they now, you know?
Kevin Pitsnoggle.
The music.
By the way,
what about that guy Doug from St. Peter?
Sham
Wasn't
God?
His name Doug?
I think it might Gelke?
No, the guy from St. Peter's.
Oh, St. Peter's.
The dude who was shooting all the threes.
Gotta remember
Wasn't
that.
Wasn't it
one.
Doug?
Don't remember that one now.
It sounds like a Doug. Looks like
they're
a Doug.
Jesuits.
My phone is in
New
my
Jersey.
Jacket, so I can't. I have no internet access. Right
it's
now.
Not just the callbacks to the players, though. Did you see the series that CBS is doing on social media, CBS Sports? Mm-mm. They're going around and finding people from the viral moments, like Piccolo Girl, the Northwestern kid, and
John Phillips.
And they're interviewing them now and reflecting back on that moment. And they're like full grown adults now.
I remember doing that because they used his likeness in a. In a promo, in a commercial, actually. I remember doing a column on that when that was several years ago. And that's cool because that was a viral moment. Almost, I'd say, 2017, 8 years
ago. Is his dad still with the ACC?
Oh, yeah, he's commissioner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Jim's the commissioner.
It's been a while, and there's been so much conference realignment, I just wasn't keeping up.
I call it the conference shuffle, you know? Never ends. Play the song, and then we'll just do it again.
So it's the four-letter network. SEC dominance tour.
We have to go home and watch basketball.
Okay, go home and watch basketball.
How are you going to handle
Enjoy your basketball Thursday.
We get to watch basketball all day.
I watched basketball late last night to the point where I fell asleep. So we'll be talking about the Bulls and the Suns.
Did you watch the Ramblers? They started after the Bulls.
No. I did not watch them beat San Jose State.
Bulls made it interesting down the stretch. A little interesting.
Yeah,
they made it interesting.
Bulls tried.
Well, either they win or they make it interesting. That's what happens when you have a team that's headed to the playoffs.
Kevin Durant is still Kevin Durant.
Devin Booker had a great game.
Devin Booker and Kevin Durant will get you some places.
Also, we'll be talking about the Cubs and what do we want to see in these five spring training games, this span between the end of the first part of the regular season and the second part, a.k.a. the 160-game part of the regular season. We'll talk a little tournament. We'll talk about the Bears continuing to add good people who are good at their jobs. That's good. Trista Crick will join us to talk about all things basketball. High Noon, Paul Charchian, as we have a Bears-Vikings roundtable about their particular quarterback position. We'll revisit some sound from the afternoon show. Michael Felder talking about Caleb Williams. Kerry Pinkowski will join us to talk about the Shamrock Shuffle. Adam Amin, who knew he had time, but he will join us to talk about the Bulls, the Cubs, and everything else in between.
Probably.
And wait till you hear what Alex Bregman was talking about as far as who he was looking at, if not the Red Sox, and the answer was not the team that maybe you thought it was.
Ooh, interesting.
That's all coming up.
Have a great show.
In the next 4 hours.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.